Episode 2773, How to Smile Back.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Woo-hoo. Happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary moment. Oh yes, I said a moment because we're talking about relationships, and sometimes we just have to take a moment in order to calm ourselves down so we can get back at it. You know, when you are kind of frustrated at your spouse, what do? How to smile back. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, life can just get a little crazy, but when you say I do, there's a commitment there. And your commitment to your spouse happens during the good, the bad, and the ugly. You don't get to pick and choose. You can't just say life's got to be all about the good because it doesn't work that way. But even when you've had enough, you must learn how to smile back. You know, life gets more than a little challenging. You can say life happens. Now, in my opinion, that phrase is used way too often, including by me. We settle in to the compromised idea, which turns into a thought that this is normal. We accept it at face value and continue to complain and exchange four-letter words that won't be repeated here under our breaths. All right, we're just not going there. But you know what I mean? We sit here and like, okay, yeah, well, this is how it is. And so then you go and you spout off whatever, and then you just say, okay, whatever, there it is. Yes, life happens. However, in reality, true reality, you being authentic and real, you get to choose your response or reaction to what happens in your life. You get to choose. Nobody controls your feelings. You're not a robot. So why do you pretend to be? Right? So take this morning, a moment this morning. Where could you have responded differently, which most likely would have affected the outcome of the situation? Well, for me, I experienced a frustrating situation myself. I don't know if you've heard, but we are having some water issues, and I've had the plumbers here the latter part of this week, and it's been a little bit crazy. I have a lot of holes in my wall because of this one pipe, this one individual pipe that has totally flooded the backside of my house. I should say really the half side of my house. And it's just beyond frustration. Well, of course, being the wife and mom that I am and the CEO of the family, right? My husband's a CFO, I'm the CEO. I got to handle this. Something's got to be done because when you have over an inch of water behind your fireplace, which is backing up to your master closet, and then the next thing you know, you've got things growing there that shouldn't be growing there. Do you think I'm a little frustrated? Oh, you better believe it. Well, long story short, hubby comes home after a long day at work. Of course, he has a very challenging job, and I totally respect that. But you know what? I too deserve respect. I too need to be told, hey, you know what? Thanks for doing this. Thanks for holding down the fort. Even if my title, which really it's not, I just say I am, even if I'm the CEO of the family, we still need to have gratitude towards our spouses. But sometimes we don't. Why? Because we let the situation take over. And that's what happened. And boy, was I frustrated. Because I thought, hun, I know you had a long day. Now, this is my thinking, not my speaking. There is a difference. So in my head, I'm thinking, you've had a long day, but what about me? I have literally been trying to manage these plumbers and make sure, number one, when they do tear up my house so they can fix the problem, that they do it in the most careful, cautious way as to not ruin other things that we're not replacing because of the tear up, because we have to access this one crazy pipe. Anyway, I could go on and on and on, but you get it, right? In those situations, how could I smile back? Last evening. Do you think I did? Initially? No, I did not. Yes, I was the one that in my mind, talking under my breath, in my mind, I don't say it out loud because my voice projects, and so I don't have a secret. So everybody hears me. So it all has to be in my mind. And so I was frustrated. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He hasn't been here all day. He doesn't know. I'm exhausted. But guess what? He's been working all day too. He's exhausted. Our work is different, but our work is required of both of us to live the life that we want to live. And so when life happens, we have to make a decision because you got human people involved, which we're imperfect, right? So if you want to smile back, make your love bigger than your feelings. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Make your love bigger than your feelings. Because if your feelings rule your relationship, you won't have a relationship for much longer. Feelings are a way for you to remember or recall a circumstance in your life. The emotions in that moment are fleeting, but those feelings are the souvenirs of struggles. Think about that for a minute. Have you been hurt by your spouse? You can take yourself right back to that situation. Why? Because of the souvenir, those feelings that you have, they're the souvenir of that struggle that you went through. And you're holding on to it. Instead of holding on to that shell that you found at the seashore, on the seaside, when you went on vacation with your mom when you were 6 years old. That's a cool souvenir. Not so much about harboring feelings that are really going to destroy over time and create bitterness in our marriage. This is truth. This is what happens. Because we're like, well, what about me? You're playing WIIFM. What's in it for me? If you have to work at responding differently, right, it's going to make you uncomfortable. And unfortunately, when you have, go back to those souvenirs. When you have those souvenirs, most of us are playing tango with them. They are pretty and fancy and inviting because you know them. You have a relationship with them. You know them. And you want to harbor them. They're comfortable. But when you're responding differently, yeah, it makes you uncomfortable. Who wants elevated blood pressure on purpose? So in order to smile back, you want to make sure your love is bigger than your feelings. So what does that look like in real life? How do we apply this? Number one, look beyond the situation. This crazy situation that you're in does not define your relationship unless you allow it. You have to give that permission. That means you allow it in your head. Now, I got to tell you this. If you're in a crazy situation, and when I use the word crazy, I'm talking about, you know, okay, a water main break in your own house. It wasn't a water main, it was a pipe. But it was a small, leaky pipe that has this mistiness of this spa-like feature, but it destroys houses. Yeah, that's my house right now. Anyway, can you tell I'm a little frustrated with it? I cannot wait. I will be celebrating when that is all done. But maybe you have that situation. Maybe you just have a miscommunication as to who's going to pick up the kids where, okay? And all of a sudden, you're fussy at each other. Maybe it's who's going to go to the grocery store because all of a sudden, you've got the in-laws coming in. Well, they're not my parents. You need to go take care of it. Probably rings a few bells, doesn't it? So look beyond that situation. If you're going to sit there and say, you know what, this is defining us. I'm going to just kind of cuddle with this. Really? Well, if that's what you're going to do, you're not going to be cuddling with your sweetheart for much longer. Because the end result over time is you're pushing your spouse away. And as you do that, bitterness is showing up. It's like mold. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. It gets fuzzy and yucky, that black mold. It's disgusting and is not good. And you don't want black mold in your marriage. And so if you let these situations get out of hand because, well, it's when it's in it for me, right? WIIFM. You're going to start breaking up your marriage. And it's going to dissolve. I'm just going to be real with you. So you've got to understand that your situation doesn't define your relationship. Yeah. Was I mad at my husband when he came home and was fussy at me? Because he had a long day, I had a long day too. Why didn't he show me some gratitude? And I could be on that subject for a while. But you know what? I have to let it go. Now, I also have to say this. Sometimes in order to look beyond that situation, you need a confidant and you need someone to be able to basically use them as a sounding board. Just allow you to release everything. You can say what you need to say, get it off your chest, out of your heart, out of your mind. You express it, it's gone. You basically nullify it and you can move on. Because if you hold on to it, it also can become fuel where if something else happens, oh, there's a spark there, and you start using that fuel, and then you're like, wah, 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 and you wonder why at some point in your relationship you just let your spouse have it because you're done. You've reached the point of no return. Don't get there. Don't get there. Number two, throw away the scoreboard. Don't try to be right all the time. I want to be right. I know you do too. But don't try to be right all the time. It's okay to be wrong. In fact, try to aim to be wrong more often. Not in a way that's negative, but hey, why not lift your spouse up more? Let them be right. Figure out how to make them be right, because then guess what? Well, hon, you said this, and it becomes then their responsibility. A little reverse psychology there, but that's for another episode. So look beyond the situation, throw away the scoreboard, and number three, agree to disagree. Your marriage is made up of two imperfect people. That's all I have to say. I mean, seriously, right? When you have two imperfect people, do you think you're going to have a perfect marriage? You are not. You're going to argue. You're going to disagree. You're going to fight. Your fighting may be different. There are some people who love to yell. There are others who don't like conflict. And so they shut their mouth and they shut down and they run away and they hide things. And then that's when they have the blow-ups later. That's very bad for your marriage. Communication is very important. But when you have two imperfect people, there's no way that you can have a perfect marriage. You're going to have the good, the bad, and the ugly. You're going to have situations and challenges that are going to come up and circumstances that are like, I don't know how to handle this. We'll get figure it out. And it's okay if you get a little testy. And it's okay to own that and say, you know what, hun? I am just on the verge of just wanting to run away right now. You're frustrating me so much, but I'm willing to work through this. So just give me a moment and then walk away. Calm down, come back to it. There are other ways to handle circumstances that are so stressful. And the reason why they're stressful is because of the unknown. It's not about the fear, it's about of the unknown. You don't know how you want to react or how to respond. And so you're frustrated. You can't think straight. Everything is happening too fast. You're spiraling out of control. And when that happens, that's when everything falls into pieces. But when you can separate your love from your situational feelings, it's a game changer. You are no longer controlled by your feelings. Instead, your conscious decision to serve and love your spouse unconditionally, it's going to give you more opportunities to smile more, to love more. So when you have a situation, all right, this is your challenge. When you have a situation that doesn't prove to be fair in life, remember it's not about you. It's not about you. Figure out how you can smile back. And let me tell you, initially, oh yeah, it's going to feel like an eternity. It's going to feel like your heart is like being ripped from you because it's like, I could just yell easier than I can just hold this in and try to maintain my composure. But your marriage is worth it. You matter. Your spouse matters. So figure a way to come together. And yes, sometimes you have to be the instigator. You have to be the one to start something. And if you're in a relationship where you can have some great, honest conversation, then talk about how to smile back. And if you want to bring it up, just say, you know what? I heard Christiane talk about this. Will you just go listen to this episode? I want to get your take on it. Don't at all express what you think, what you feel, how he should respond, how you should respond. No, just say, can I give you this link? Will you just go listen to it? I'm curious to know what you think about it. And then you can have a conversation about it. And then maybe you can come on some equal lines, right? And say, okay, yeah, remember a couple days ago we had this experience? Maybe if we would have handled it this way, it would have been different. You know, sweetheart, I'm sorry I get mad at you. I'm stressed, but I love you. And I don't want anything like a crazy, stupid situation to come between us. And that's usually what happens. It's just one, though, that starts it. And it's the others that build the brick wall. You got to break down that brick wall. You can smile back. I promise you can. It's going to take a little work, but you're going to feel great about it. So go out, love your spouse, love yourself. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.